the construction of the Megillah. The first thing to know is that there's a dialectic in the Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah already points it out. V'nichtav ba'sefer al divrei ha'igeres hazos. The Brisker Rav, one of the most famous essays on the topic about the dual identity of the Megillah, that it's a sefer and igeres. Some of the halachos match a sefer, divrei shalom ve'emes, as we read in Perek Tes in the Megillah, Milamech Nitzrach Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah, just like a Sefer Torah, when you write the letters, it has to be on lines that have been etched out. So too, when it comes to the Megillah, it requires that kind of Sirtut. It requires Al HaSefer V'Al HaDiyo, the basic ink and the parchment has to be done the same way. So there is a discussion that comes up amongst the Achronim. We know when it comes to a Sefer Torah as well as a Tefillin that only men can write a Sefer Torah. Kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'chsiva. The pasuk says, "Ukshartam le'osei yadecha v'yutas avos b'ninecha, uchsartam zos b'esecha v'yisharecha." Since men are only obligated in the mitzvah of Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Tefillin, so they're the only ones who can produce a Kedusha Sefer Torah and Kedusha Tefillin. Even though women are fundamentally obligated in mezuzah, because it's connected to the pasuk l'man yirba yimeichem, the Gemara says, "Nashi b'yichai." So women are obligated in mezuzah, but we make an extension from tefillin to mezuzah that women can't produce those also. What about a woman writing a Megillah? As we noted before, the simple understanding, HaKol Chayavim B'Kriyas HaMegillah Li'isu Yenashim, that's the way Rov Rishonim understands. So this is a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Birkei Yosef quoted by the Shaarei Teshuvah. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that basically, even though Megillah does have its own properties, so we should treat Megillah like we treat a Sefer Torah, like we treat tefillin, like we treat mezuzah, and even though they're obligated, maybe they're not obligated in the same level. Remember our discussion of the Bahag, maybe they're only obligated in Shmia, they're not exactly obligated in the Kriya Samigla. Rabbi Kiva Eger says we should be machmir on this question. So the Birkei Yosef, quoted by the Shaarei Teshuvah and the Aruch HaShulchan, happens to agree with him. He says, "I disagree. If the whole principle is kol sheyeshno b'kshira yeshno b'ksiva, so women are fundamentally obligated in the Megillah, so they could produce a Megillah just the same as well." So again, this is subject to a machlokas. One final halacha in this respect is always a question of an iter yad. What about a left-hander? So a left-hander is a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, the two days, in terms of producing Sefer Torah. Anytime you come to one of those situations where they want you to write a letter into the Sefer Torah, I happen to write with my left hand, so I always tell the sofer, and we go through the same process every time. He says, "Make me your shaliach." So he does it for me, so we can be machmir for those days. So because Megillah, again, it's only a din derabanan, so the Aruch HaShulchan feels that b'diavad, we wouldn't do this l'chatchila, but if an iter yad produced the Megillah, he cites the Pri Chadash that should be acceptable for purposes of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Ratz Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakos says Yisrael, "Lefikach mitzvah mitzvah shenemar, Adonai chabetz aman tzidko yagdil teravi adir, kadesh derabanan daf yomi 8:15."